February 21, 1859, Battle Creek, Michigan. Letter to Stephen and Almira Pierce. Letter requesting Stephen and Almira Pierce to submit material for Ellen White's autobiography. Dear Brother and Sister Pierce, I can write but a few lines and will come right to the point. I am getting out a book and relating a little of my experience. If you could give me a little of the particulars of your wife's state when she was despairing and when she attended the Wolcott meeting, please give fully the effect of the vision upon her, the influence of them. We are all as well as usual now. The Lord has wrought for us. Father and Mother White are living with us. They have embraced the Sabbath and are coming right along into all the present truth. The Lord has truly wrought for us, and we will praise His dear name. The church here seemed to be rising. I feel more anxious desire for holiness and an entire conformity to the will of God than ever before. I want my ways right in the sight of God. Dear Sister Pierce, you must not be discouraged. Trust in God. His watchful eye is over you. His ear is ever open to your cry. If the clouds envelop you, don't be discouraged. Call to mind the loving kindness of God, and then believe He will not leave you to sink. His own strong arm will be reached down and lift your head above the cloud and reveal to you His own lovely face and fill you with earnest desire for His image to be reflected in you. Don't distrust God for a moment. His loving kindness changeth not. The very weakest saint can glorify God. Gird about you every piece of the armor and fight manfully the battle of the Lord. Much love to all your family. Your dear children, I hope they are subjects of grace and are striving for an imperishable crown. In much love.